They proceed naturally. No two men will grow into the same thing or be alike. Every man comes into the world with a predisposition to grow along certain lines, and growth is easier for him along those lines than in any other way. This is a wise provision, for it gives endless variety. It is as if a gardener should throw all his bulbs into one basket. To the superficial observer, they would look alike, but growth reveals a tremendous difference. So of men and women. They are like the basket of bulbs. One may be a rose and add brightness and color to some dark corner of the world. One may be a lily and teach a lesson of love and purity to every eye that sees. One may be a climbing vine and hide the rugged outlines of some dark rock. One may be a great oak among whose boughs the birds shall nest and sing, and beneath whose shade the flocks shall rest at noon. But every one will be something worthwhile, something rare, something perfect. There are undreamed of possibilities in the common lives all around us. In a large sense, there are no common people. In times of national stress and peril, the cracker box loafer of the corner store and the village drunkard become heroes and statesmen through the quickening of the principle of power within them. There is a genius in every man and woman waiting to be